Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about our co-op advertising network. And so I wanted to take this time to be able to also talk about being an affiliate and what we want to use the network for, and also to bring awareness to all affiliates, you know, about their point of contact that they have for any questions, and also just to be able to get ideas from the other members of the affiliate team. And so I will get started. One of the things that I really like about co-op advertising is the fact that it is a networking tool. Not only are you trying to combine your dollars together to make sure that you're able to afford the type of advertising that you want, you're also able to meet different people in different job fields, which is a plus because you never know when there might be something that, you know, you learn that can actually enhance what you're doing in your personal business. And so for those of you who have been with me for through the years, you know that I had a co-op advertising network before, which was on a Ning site, and then, you know, they the upgrades and everything just kind of, I wasn't able to keep up with the upgrades, so we had to let that one go. And so what we're doing now is we have another co-op advertising. It's still on the Ning network. I really do like Ning. So you have the ability to join the network, and not only just to join it, but also to be a participant and actually write in the forum, you know, do blog posts, talk about whatever business you are supporting. You can also talk about your websites that you are actually a part of and any affiliate links that you have as well. And so basically, the co-op advertising network is exactly what it says. It is an advertising network. And so we have advertising that is available for people to purchase if they would like to actually have their banner or a blurb about their business and their opportunities. And also, if you're a part of the Rich and Rich Home Opportunities affiliate network, it's a great time for you to use some of the, your creatives because you will, once you join the network, which is free right now, you will be able to create your own page. And then there are videos that you can actually utilize as well and be able to have them. Okay, sorry about that, guys. But anyway, getting back to what we were talking about with the co-op advertising network, it is an advertising network, and kind of the mission that we wanted to have happen is that, you know, we would have advertising that would be a collective effort by all of the members of the network, and that we would decide on what type of advertising we wanted to actually do for the businesses. And so I have the Blog Talk Radio show that I have talked to some of the affiliates about actually, you know, having the ability to actually come on the talk show and talk about their business and their what they're doing as far as their affiliate marketing or affiliate links that they have, what type of websites do they have? Is it a promotion website? Is it a blog? Is it a retail store? Is it an e-commerce store? Just kind of whatever it is. And so that's kind of what we want to bring to our Rich and Rich Co-op Advertising Network. And the network is actually open to the public, but everybody will not necessarily be an affiliate. There will be some people that just want to be a part of the network. So we just basically are continuing to upgrade that network, put more information in it, more affiliate-type things that you can do within the network for those who are interested. We do have our groups, and our groups are centered around the different type of affiliate marketing that is available. So if you are, say, for instance, being an affiliate marketer for, let's just say, Bitcoin, then, of course, we would have a group that would be called Bitcoin. And if you have any promotional videos, then you would be able to actually post those in the network as well so that people are able to view those and to see if it's something that they would like to be a part of or if they have, you know, questions about it also. And so that's a perfect opportunity for you to be able to gain business exposure and also to be able to actually talk one-on-one with people that will be interested in what you are actually doing for your business. And so Rich and Rich Co-op Advertising, it is on a Ming network, and so I'm going to utilize that network to be the place where our affiliate marketers can come and advertise. But we also have a Facebook page, and that Facebook page is Co-op Advertising also, and then there is a group of Co-op Advertising. And so you have the ability to market and advertise on the Blog Talk Radio show, but you also have the ability to do the same thing in our Facebook Co-op Advertising group and our page and then our Co-op Advertising group. And I think that that's something that I would take advantage of because it is free to you. I'm going to market the sites regardless because of the fact that it is a part of my business, and that's part of, you know, what Rich and Rich Home Opportunities does. We are a marketing and advertising affiliate drop shipping business now. And so we want to focus on those things that are going to help us to get more exposure. Also, we want to build our brand so that people recognize us for, you know, our marketing and advertising expertise. We want to be able to bring in really quality merchants who are working with us. And as I continue to work on the Rich and Rich Co-op Advertising Network and the other individuals, because currently I want more employees, but right now we are contracting out for certain services. For instance, if there's a certain type of video that we may be thinking about for creation to actually host on YouTube or either TikTok, Facebook, then, you know, we will be contracting out for those services. If we want to, say, for instance, or if you're thinking about e-commerce, maybe you're someone you're interested in retail, we are also a developer for Shopify. So we can actually develop a store. And I do have one store right now that I am going to set up. And that store, once we get everything complete in it, that is going to be a store that I'm going to transfer ownership of. So it'll be the first Shopify network. Well, not Shopify network. It'll be the first Shopify store that I will be transferring ownership to another individual who purchases it and will take on the ability to continue with their e-commerce shop. And the only thing basically that I would do is I would continue to have our affiliate marketing to be a part of the network even when I transfer the ownership. So for all of our affiliates, I think that I have tried to send out emails, and I don't want to bombard you guys with emails either, but just to let you know kind of the things that are going on, there have been some Facebook Live shows, and I'm going to actually do one right after this Blog Talk Show episode because I wasn't able to do the one yesterday. But what we're really trying to get is we're trying to get our affiliates to actually participate in some of these activities. Because the Shopify network has been store has been earning money, and I look at the affiliates and I look at the marketing and everything, and I don't really see a whole lot that's going on. And so, in an effort to kind of assist our affiliates to be able to want to continue to be affiliates because they're actually being successful on the network, we are actually opening up more advertising, and we're doing more advertising because of that reason. Some of the affiliates already have YouTube videos on YouTube that those have been up there for a couple of months now that basically have your replicated store, and the store is yours, and so whatever you are earning out of the store, you get the 10% commission on it. Or more, it just kind of depends on what it is that, you know, you are wanting to focus on, because we can actually go up on those commissions, especially if you are working on a site or you're working on selling a product that is a little bit more costly, then, of course, you know, we want to kind of take a look at that commission. And it would also be based on what type of advertising you are doing and how effective that is, because if your advertising is not effective, you're not going to make a sale. And so we want to look at where are you actually marketing your website, your affiliate link. Now, personally, for me, I love my Blog Talk Radio show. I love my blogs. I've had them for years, and they're very they are followed because people have seen me, you know, kind of over the years where we've started from and how far we've come. And now we actually have our suite for doing point of service for e-commerce. That will be coming soon also. So a lot of different things we're going to be doing with our business. And I always educate you guys that not only are you promoting your business online, but you want to make sure that you also are promoting it offline. So you want to continue to have your business cards, you want to have your pamphlets, any type of information, any type of flyers that you're doing. If you're doing something out in the community, that's a perfect time for you to be able to pass out your card. And anytime that you, you know, you can talk to someone about what you're actually doing is a benefit, because I know that's kind of the way that I kind of open up about some of the things that I do as far as my business and how I promote it. And we've been successful so far, and so we hope to continue that on. The Rich and Rich Co-op Advertising Network will be where – it is going to be the place where we're going to do our Zoom meetings. It's also going to be where we're going to have all of our advertising, so we're going to put more advertising slots on there. We want to make sure that we have all of our merchants that we are actually doing the affiliate marketing for. We want to make sure that they are actually listed on that network. And so I want to see exactly how we want to do it. The other thing is the design of the network. Right now, I'm not really satisfied with it. And so I'm going to contract out for a different type of design from one of our contractors that does very, very well with the website design. Because I kind of want to bring it into I want to bring it a little bit more closer to, like, advertising and not just the plain template that you can get. So you can do a lot of things with your website, and that's one of the things that you always want to focus on. You want to focus on, you know, is your website, does it have the right colors? You know, is it easily visible for people when they come onto the network? Are they able to read what you have there? You don't want it to be real busy. Meaning that you have a lot of stuff that's on the page and it gets very confusing where you actually are trying to send your people that are interested in your business or anything like that. One of the things I also created, and I'm going to put that in there as a part of a group, because I do have DesireeSims.company that we are doing the video creation, we're doing blog creation, and we're also doing the Shopify store as well for development. And we also have a little bit of stuff that we're doing in the Google Play Store right now, and then we're going to, in the next week or so, we should be advancing that over to Apple. So we will have the e-commerce store will be available on mobile. It will be available in the Google Store, and it will be available on Apple. And, of course, with that will come more of our advertising. One of the things about advertising, you need to be very careful about how you're advertising also. And so one of the things that I have been doing, I like Google Ads. They can get very expensive, especially if you don't have, if your ad is not created in a way that is actually going to draw anyone to it, because you don't want to be spending money in it and you're really not getting any clicks or anything like that. On it, the whole purpose of having a Google ad is so that you get clicks. And if you don't have the right keywords, if you don't have the right type of ad, it's not visually appealing, it's not really getting anyone's attention, then, of course, you will not get anybody to go to your website or blog or whatever product that you may be actually promoting. And so that is one of the things that we always try to utilize is the Google Ads. We always do Facebook, And then I have experimented a little bit with Snapchat and with TikTok. I do TikTok mostly with our advertising videos for the different companies that we have. But TikTok also, they have the ability to maintain a catalog of your products. And so with each of the stores that we have, the Shopify stores, we actually have them listed on TikTok, the actual catalogs of the products that are there. Now, over the next couple of days, one of the things that I will be doing is that we're going to have to look at some of those products that are on the three networks at this time, on the three Shopify stores, because those that are not selling, we're going to go ahead and we will be replacing those with other items. So we're going to do a total re-inventory of all three of those sites. Rich and Rich Home Opportunities Biz is already on Google, and the products are already on Google. So we'll just continue to maintain that Shopify store. But we also want to make sure that we put some different type of products in it. And so we're going to be doing our research kind of see what has been selling and what is not selling, and it will be based on also our store, our shops. Are we selling or are we not selling? There are some things that have been very, very good for us to sell, and so we will be keeping those items available to us. And when you are, as an affiliate, when you're talking about your replicated store, that's the same store that, you know, anyone would go to make purchases, and the only difference is that you're receiving that commission for those purchases, you'll also be able to see how we've developed the products and what they're going to be, what type of products we advertise in each of the stores. And so that's something that you want to become familiar with, to know that if you are going to be, and you do have the ability to be a part of all three networks as an affiliate if you would like to. And so every time I do a Blog Talk Radio show, I always make sure that, you know, I summarize what I talked about, and also I'll put it in my blog, and then I always do a YouTube video as well, so that it's not only getting the information out to my affiliates, to customers, and to people just in general, but it also is a good advertising, marketing, and promotion tool to continue to facilitate our brand. And so the Rich and Rich Co-op Advertising Network, you will see that changing over the next couple of days or whatever, but you can go ahead and still become a member of it. I'd really like to get and hear some of your feedback through either the forums or either the blogs, and if you have videos or anything like that, we'd love to get those up on the network as well. And also, you know, if you do have those videos that you think are really promoting a certain affiliate program that you're doing, we can also put those on our YouTube pages, where we actually have a lot of people that actually are coming to the pages and actually looking for those videos and for that information that they may not have been able to get otherwise. And so the other thing that we will continue to do is we want to continue to do our Facebook Live events. And one thing that we have to do is we have to do the product advertising, the product promotion. And so the way that you do that on Facebook is you actually have a catalog that you're putting together to showcase your products, whatever you've picked out for that particular episode to actually be seen. And so you will talk about the product, what you know about the product, and then you will be able to engage with people that are actually that have actually decided that they're going to watch your particular episode. And I never like to just kind of go into anything just off the top of my head. I like to actually have something to go by. I want to have an ideal of what I'm going to be talking about. I want to have an ideal of what product we'll be talking about, how has that product been selling. All of those things are good things to know prior to you hosting your live event. That's a good thing for you to do prior to even talking to anyone about your business or your product. You need to be able to know something about it and how that product is selling and how you're going to actually talk about it. So we want to be knowledgeable about it, and the only way you can be knowledgeable about a product is you have to actually read over the product. There are products that I have used over the years, and so they are my go-tos. There are companies that I have used over the years. I love to market for them because they have stood the test of time. They're not just a store or a shop that just started like a year ago. Not that there's anything wrong with a shop or a store that started a year ago, but to be able to stay around through the years says a whole lot about a company or an organization. And so those are some of the things that if you've listened to any of my Blog Talk Radio show episodes, I will talk about those different merchants that we are doing affiliate marketing for. The other thing, too, is when you guys are doing your forum or your blogs, if you're having difficulty with writing or you're having difficulty with, like, coming up with the content, we do have an area within Rich and Rich Home Opportunities and within the Co-op Advertising Network for articles, and you can always send those questions to Desiree at richandrichhomeopportunities.com, or either you can call our business number, 414-465-2513, and then we can answer your questions that you have so that we don't want anyone to not feel like they know exactly what they're doing for their promotion. They don't know where they're going to be able to go and get the help. You have that ability to get the help through us. And so what I will be doing, and some of this is on this blog episode on the page, and you can kind of see the different you can see the different stores. You can also see the different affiliate programs. I do make sure that I mention the Rich and Rich Co-op Advertising Network as being a part of how we're going to be advertising along with our Co-op Advertising Facebook page and our Co-op Advertising group that's on Facebook. And so I will be getting that information out to you guys. Just kind of look through your emails because I sent an email with how to get into your portals. You should also have coupons. You have the creatives that are available to you. But if you're having a problem and you don't see those items or you don't know how to get to them, like I said, please reach out and, send an email or whatever or respond back to any of the emails that you have gotten. And I said this in the past, and I would like to really make sure that we go on with this, is that we would like to routinely at least have some type of a meeting for the affiliates. And the reason that is because I don't really like to become an affiliate for a product and I never hear from anyone ever about the product anymore. So there are some people that do very well with letting their affiliates know what sales are happening, what coupons they can use, and there are some that are not very they just really don't say a whole lot. And so those are the merchants I kind of stay away from. And if you've been doing this for a while, you kind of know who those merchants are. So I try to stick with only the merchants that, are doing their creatives. They are making sure that they're doing their online promotion. They are actually making sure that they are paying their affiliates, because if their network is no longer able to pay you, and you will know that on your affiliate site because they basically cannot promote any longer on a lot of the affiliate networks don't have the money to be able to pay their affiliates. And so when you're doing your research, you can kind of see how that company has done on the network and see if that's a company that you want to market for. And so the ones that we will have in co-op advertising, they're going to be the ones that we have marketed with, we have actually been with for several years, so we know what their capabilities are. And we just want to make sure that we continue to do our promotions both online and offline. The other thing with the Shopify stores, because I know I get this question a lot, we do sales on Facebook page. And that part of what we do, that's one of the things that we really have to sit down and really have to go through, because it's not a process. You can't just put a store on Facebook through your Shopify store. They actually have a procedure that you go through, and then you can integrate your Shopify store with Facebook. And we do have a WooCommerce site too, and so that one is already going through Facebook. It has been for a while, and so we'll continue to maintain that one, and then we have a second one. And they all go through our Facebook pages, through the stores, through the shops. And so when we are making changes within the store, as I've told you guys about what we're going to be doing over the next couple of days, getting rid of some products and replacing them with something new, or, you know, if there's something more advanced that's out there, then we will be doing that also. And really taking a look at the Rich and Rich Home Opportunities and Mrs. Rich Home Opportunities Shopify stores, so they can be Google ready for Google Ads and also to have their products on Google. All right, and so with that said, I will make sure that we have all the information in a blog for you to see. I'll post that on our richandrichhomeopportunities.com blog and also our Rich and Rich Home Opportunities is .blogspot.com. I'll put them on those two blogs. And, of course, I will put the information in the Rich and Rich Biz Shopify store. So you can go there and you can look at it. And after this, I'm going to do our YouTube event really quickly so that I can get that posted up there. And it will also have the summary of what we've talked about on the Blog Talk Radio Show. And so I hope you guys have a good rest of your Tuesday. And we will be talking to you soon. And don't forget, you know, become a part of Rich and Rich Co-op Advertising. Think about when you would like to come on the show to promote your particular business or affiliate marketing that you are doing. All right, guys, you have a good day.